You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information. The views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent those of the network, its advertisers, owners, or sponsors.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 14.
He remembered.
Oh, one boy.
Wait. Episode 14 of Knockouts and Three Counts. I got the name right and the episode number right.
Yeah.
Thanks, man.
He's on fire today.
Yes, sir. So, guys.
Yes.
We're here. Brand new episode.
You going to go around the table? Or
we're going to run around the table?
We're going to jump right into it.
We're going to run around the table real quick.
Okay.
Let's start off with the man with the red hat, Kev.
What's going on, people?
Go ahead and throw your social media out there. Anything you got going on, sir?
On Instagram and Twitter, it's __ May in the 80s. The same thing, mama do love me.
Beat you
to the punch. Beat you to the punch. On Facebook, KD Russ.
Yes.
Kevin D. Russ. And the Reality Era page news for the wrestling fans. Reality Era news.
Yeah, we talked about that too. Well, you motherfucker, why don't you go ahead and throw out your social media shit?
I will. You can find me at Detroit Knockout, at Detroit NOKOUT on Instagram and Twitter. And you can find me at Kyle Collison on Facebook.
All right. And, man, to my
right. I'm usually on the right.
Yeah, it's throwing me off. Yeah. Okay. Why don't you go ahead and throw your social media out there and anything you got going on, sir?
It's Tony Thunder. I'm Tony Thunder everywhere except on Twitter because I'm still trying to find the motherfucker who took my name. Yeah, I'm D Tony Thunder on Twitter, Tony Thunder everywhere else. And this weekend, I'm at NOW, and I'm about to kill Jonte Keefe. I'm going to kill Colt Daniels and a dude that tried to kill himself at IWA by jumping off the ceiling and missing the table. Yeah, I'm coming for you, Marcus Everett.
Wow. And I am Devin the 6'3 on Twitter. You can hit me up on Instagram at Allsteak No Sizzle. If you're looking for a car, hit up Southfield Quality Cars. com, and if you go in, you can use the reference code 19309 to get $500 off on your purchase.
1939.
No.
Stop that.
It's 1939.
There you go. Oh, shout out to rentawrestlingring.com too. If you want a wrestling ring for your bar mitzvah, your birthday party, your wedding, you buy the ring and you get the wrestlers for a hot dog. We come to eat hot dogs and handshakes is what we get. And if you get the ring, we will come wrestle.
That's what's up. And also, I don't think I told you guys this. Free Podcast Day is coming up this weekend here at Podcast Detroit. And I'm going to be on there. Me and some friends of mine are going to be doing a Black Panther preview show. So make sure you check that out. We're going to be on at 4 o'clock in Studio 3. So okay. Make sure you check that out.
We're doing a podcast for Black Panther.
It's one off.
Did you do a podcast for Blade Trinity? A spoiler. Okay, then. All right.
Podcast wasn't a thing saying. Back then. Okay. So
how you know?
But Blade Trinity was a terrible movie.
Whoa! Ooh.
Shots fired.
Producer Randy, give everybody your social media so they can go on your page and tell you about yourself.
I'm at Randy Walker on Twitter.
All right, there he is.
All right. What else we got? Oh.
We got a special guest.
Wait, before we do that, let's make these last two announcements.
Oh, okay.
One, we got Astronomicon coming up on the 9th, 10th, and 11th of February.
Well, we'll only be here there the 10th and 11th.
Though. Right. Well, Podcast Detroit is going to be there the whole weekend. Our show will be there on the 10th and 11th. Make sure you go to Groupon and get that nice discounted ticket on there. And come say hi to us while we're there. And Kyle, you want to make that last announcement?
I want to give a shout out to my boy Scotty. We are going to be doing here in a few weeks live Monday Night Raw parties from McGuckin's and Taylor. It's going to be the bar is located on Goddard right before Allen Road. What we're going to be bringing to you is we're obviously going to be watching Raw and kicking back, but we're going to be doing trivia off of old wrestling theme songs, as well as probably a little bit of MMA stuff probably sprinkled in there somewhere. We got dollar pint beers, and we're not decided yet if it's going to be straight cash or gift cards yet, but you're going to win something. There's something to win there, so you've got an opportunity to win something, meet new people, cheap beer.
And ladies, you can win a date with Kyle.
Hey. Oh.
No, I'm joking.
Hold on a minute.
Hold on a minute.
Just ladies?
Yes. Yes. Just ladies.
It's 2018, man.
Hey, I'm not hating, but I don't swing that way.
So let's go ahead and introduce our guests. Kyle, you want to take care of this one, man?
We've got past guests of the show in front of the
three
show.
Three times.
Yeah, three times.
Three times.
Maneeb Alsamni, who is getting ready to fight.
That's
for,
champion Maneeb.
At Motor City Casino, February 9th.
Yep. It's Money Maneeb. My social medias are Maneeb_Salmani. I'm usually on Instagram and Snapchat, so if you want to communicate with me, just hit me up on those, or Facebook.
All right. Simple. Any sponsors you need to throw out there, man?
Yeah, I'd like to give a shout-out to Endgame, Realtor Anthony Fawaz, Knockdown Boxing. Let me see real quick. Who else? New Me Custom Tees, Metro Calibration. I'm trying to remember all these sponsors. Detroit MMA TV. I think that's about it right now.
Word. And what about the gym, man? Got to throw the gym.
Oh, yeah. There. My gyms, Detroit Jiu-Jitsu and Michigan Top Team.
Yes, sir. Shout out to Mr. Crowshank and past guest Cody Stamen.
Yep. Those are my guys.
Yes, sir. Hey. And Mo as well. Mo as well. We had Mo on the show.
Hell, yeah. Hopefully, we can get some more of our top team guys on this show.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. But we're going to start off things with wrestling, and then we're going to jump more into what you got coming up in 2 weeks.
A little less than 2 weeks. I think it's about 10 days or so.
Okay.
10 to 11 days.
Yeah, we'll jump into that and let you talk some shit as you do very, very well. But before we do that, we got to recap this past weekend's Royal Rumble and the NXT shows.
Why are you so over there smiling at me?
Why you look at me? I only started laughing because he looked right at me. He looked right at me like this motherfucker.
No, see. All right, well.
They cheated me every single time. They cheated me. What are you pointing at yourself for? You ain't even go. They cheated me. I went into place, and the first thing he said was, you got to change some of these answers. As a matter of fact, you got to change all your answers. So all the ones that I had correct ended up being wrong because he made me change them as soon as I walked
in. He wanted to change AJ Styles to Cammy.
That's a lie.
AJ and wanted Cammy.
No, what happened was I had a special return down, and he made me change it, and my special return didn't even show up anyway.
So then it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
No, because all my answers got changed to the wrong answers. And all the ones that I got wrong got changed. If you go back and listen to the podcast from last week.
Since we're live, ladies and gentlemen, we can hold up the picture of the picks. They're the exact same.
You can't read his handwriting.
Can't read my turkey scratch. This is terrible,
well,
man.
Well, damn it, Devin. I'm going to need you to go
only
get some
I can understand this language, man.
I'm going to need you to go get some penmanship skills. All right.
There it is.
Man, but well, real quick.
Anyway, I'm about to get wet because Kyle never got wet before. So it's time for me to get wet. There it is. Take a drink. Everybody, cheers. All right. Yeah, so Kyle never got wet, so it's my time to get wet.
And we'll bring that probably after the show, and we'll set everything up and make sure that's on.
Oh, that's not happening today. Well, it's too damn cold outside.
No, I said the same thing to him. I told him the same thing as I told you. If I'm getting wet, it ain't going to be outside.
It's
so
too damn cold out
so
there.
So we got damn September for this to happen, man?
Nah, see, what's going to happen is I'm going to go in my basement at home, right?
Well, I got to be the one to get you wet, though.
Whoa. See, I thought you didn't swing that way. That's what you said before we came on the air.
You're the one who took it gay, all right?
It's 2018, man. Hey. Ain't no man getting me wet.
I was just talking about throwing water on somebody, nothing else.
Okay.
Nothing else.
And apparently I got to take him out on a date and buy him a meal, too. So
hey, man.
He gets me wet after the date of me buying him food. And that was the part of the deal, I guess.
So anyway.
Where's that damn bell? There we are. Thank you, Randy.
All right, let's get this. First, let's go ahead. We're going to talk about NXT. I want everybody to go around the table and give their quick thoughts about the show. Since Tony says you lost, we'll let you.
Whoa. We're not bringing that up again. Scoot over, man. Let me get in the camera. Is what he's telling y'all.
Okay.
Yeah, you're fine.
Okay.
You're blocking Devin.
All right. what happened was everybody was picking my picks that was wrong, and then the ones that I got wrong I tried to change and they wouldn't let me.
Well, let's talk about the show in general, man. Okay. I know you had a lot of opinions on some of the different matches? Like, what, something that stood out for you that you definitely had to...
You see, I mean, I was picking stuff based off what I wanted to happen instead of trying to be predictable. You know, because everybody who... Like, everybody chose Nakamura. Everybody chose Asuka. Well, I chose Finn Balor because I wanted something different. I wanted something that wasn't as obvious as Nakamura.
Talking about NXT right now.
Okay, yeah. What are we talking about? You map it out for me.
A memorable moment for you on the show, man. Something that really stuck in your cross, just something that you like, I have to talk about this on the podcast today from NXT.
Adam Cole is crazy, man. He's crazy, man. That match alone, I mean... The way he got dropped on those chairs to me.
That shit was brutal, man.
Yeah, that was probably the thing that stuck out most to me is the pain that I felt from seeing that.
Would you ever take that?
Man.
from the wrestler in the room, would you ever take that? That's a question I have for you. Would you ever take
that? On that stage, yeah. Yeah. On that stage, maybe.
But not independently.
Nah, I don't know. I don't know if I ever do that, man. Oh, that was crazy.
All right, Kev, anything from NXT that stood out to you, man?
Man, I enjoyed it completely. And I think this is like the best Andrade match ever, though. Like, since he's been in the company. Like, one of the best matches he had.
I agree.
I think I said in a little group chat we had going on, like, somebody find Dave Meltzer and all his stars, man, because he's probably throwing like 7 stars at this match right now.
Nah, he gave it a 3.5.
What?
Anything WWE he shits on.
Seriously?
Yeah. No, I don't know.
Oh. He gave peanut butter and jelly 7 stars.
It's probably a good guess. It's probably a pretty damn good guess, though.
Yeah, right. I wouldn't doubt it.
Anything else that stood out to you, Kev?
Just the women's match, the Ember Moon and Shayna Baszler. It was brutal, but I liked it. I enjoyed it.
All right. Kyle?
I was a big fan of the Gargano match, too, and I also loved that Aleister Black match. I thought they beat the shit out of each other. But the things that stuck out to me, I was happy that they, you know, played the card that everybody knew was there. I was hoping they weren't going to try to not make light to it, like knowing that Candice LeRae is his wife and how Zelina Vega kept getting involved. I was like, man, with her in the front row, if she don't get involved, this is some bullshit.
Right.
Because that's, like, totally unbelievable. I thought that was cool. I liked, with the Shayna Baszler thing, a lot of people were critical on it, but I like that she sticks to the MMA thing. I like that she used the armbar so much. And I like that even though she pinned her because of the armbar, I like that she went back and choked her ass out, too, because it sets up the next match, which I wouldn't be shocked if it's a submission match of some sort.
Right. Monique, did you watch Royal Rumble this weekend at all, man? Or
no, but I think Ronda made her debut or something like that.
She sure did. That was at the Rumble, man.
I was seeing that a lot on like social media.
Yeah, and Shayna Baszler, she wrestled for the belt.
Nice.
This weekend too. So, well, let me get your thoughts on Ronda and Shayna Baszler, man, transitioning from MMA to professional wrestling. Like, could you ever see yourself doing that? And your thoughts on them, you know, getting their name out there on that platform?
I'm certainly not opposed to it. I've actually, like, thrown the idea out there. I'm like an entertainer, so. And I used to watch WWE, WWF when I was a kid. I used to be all about it. So, and that's, like, one of the things that also got me into fighting. I used to think that was the thing when I was a kid.
Right.
Like, Stone Cold, The Rock, Jeff Hardy, jumping off stuff. I was all about that, so. I mean, if I ever did it, I'd do it for fun. It would just be another way of entertainment. And just, I like that Ronda and Shayna are doing it after the MMA careers are over. So it, like, gives them another outlet to just entertain.
Yeah. There's actually a lot more than just those two that made that transition. I mean, even if you go back to
Josh
the
Barnett, Ken Shamrock,
yeah, Matt Ken Riddle, Shamrock, Tank right. Abbott, Matt Shamrock. Riddle, Tom Lawler. Like,
yep. Well, I was just saying because, you know, they were the ones that were there this past weekend.
Yeah, those for, two sure.
There,
for sure. Yeah.
Shout out to Tara, too, because she was way hype over that whole Shayna Baszler deal. Because I sent her a picture when I was watching TakeOver, and she's like, yeah, I'm watching it. She goes, I wish she'd have ripped her arm off.
Wait, are we talking about the Rumble yet, or are we still on NXT? We're
still on NXT.
Okay, go ahead.
No, I was just saying because we were talking about those two. Like, right. She fought. Tara fought Shayna Baszler.
Yeah.
So I was just showing her the picture.
And we'll
like,
be having her on the show soon, right?
Yeah. That's Sheena's gonna be on.
Okay.
We tried to get Shayna Baszler, but WWE.
I wasn't talking about Shayna.
I know. I thought she
was Tara?
Yeah.
We already had Tara.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought she was coming back, right?
No, Sheena is going to come back. Okay. We probably will have Tara.
All I know is Muneeb, and that's all that matters.
Tara said she would come back on for sure, too. So probably next time there's like a big female fight, we'll try to get her in and get her opinion on that.
Nice. Get one of the hot females, the divas, in studio.
Oh, yeah.
Book me the same day.
Now you're thinking. We'll let them get me wet.
There we go. Won't take much.
I just want them to pin me and try their moves out.
There you go.
Man, well, real quick, my thing that I definitely want to talk about is how over Velveteen Dream is, man. Yeah,
I love agree.
But love it. I don't know if you guys noticed, the guy has no merch.
Nope. No, he doesn't.
Not a t-shirt, nothing, man. It's like this. He was probably the most over guy that whole night. And you can't go get a t-shirt.
Do you think
like
he
that.
Was more over than Gargano, though? Because they went apeshit for Gargano, too, though. I think that would be a tough one, too, because Gargano.
We're in Philly, right?
Yeah.
That's Gargano territory.
I know. That's why I'm saying
that. That's his area.
I agree. That's
but even for, you know, Velveteen to not be a quote-unquote indie guy, you know,
no, I agree.
To still get that.
No, for sure. I just meant as far as who probably got the biggest reaction. I was like, I don't know. It's kind of hard to say anybody went over Gargano on that one.
Right.
You know.
But yeah, I like Velveteen Dream. Did you guys notice, speaking of him while we're on the subject, what did you guys think of I was digging the whole Rick Rude pants, and then he came out with the boxing trunks this time. I was like, what the hell?
Yeah, because he said he was going to make it a fight. He said he was going to knock him out.
So
the whole boxing idea
of it. Was cool.
I like that he does that. He's going against.
He has a theme for every
match. Whoever he's going against, it's the gears got to fit.
And I liked how if you guys notice how when they started the match, they started out like just throwing hands. He came out, they didn't start with your traditional lockup or anything like that.
If you saw his promo before the match, he said he was going to knock him out in 30 seconds.
Yeah.
That's why the crowd was counting up to 30. And then when he knocked him out, the crowd went nuts for it.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I'm glad they stuck to it and actually like threw hands for a little bit before they actually went into the wrestling part.
Yeah.
And I feel like he's a guy that probably got stuck with a gimmick he might not have wanted to do. But he's turned it into
his own. He's bringing Androgynic back, you know.
Exactly.
Yep.
So I'd love to see him in Dalton Castle.
He really is. I told him we were talking about this maybe while we were at Bailey's. I said, dude, he's like a less toned down version of the Gold Dust, just not the gay stuff.
Well, I mean, he's obviously, you know, Prince influenced
Sure. Because he's got like the purple smoke and all that shit going around, the purple rain and all that.
Atmosphere.
Like, ambiance.
Sounds like Frieza.
Sounds like Frieza.
I am the Prince of all Saiyans once again.
All right, so real quick, was there anything about NXT that you guys didn't like? Kev? Anything you can pick up off the top yet?
No, just the ones I wanted to win didn't win.
I mean, you didn't do too bad. You know, 3-2 in your picks.
Yeah.
Tony was 2-3.
Stop saying that.
Kyle, was there anything you didn't?
Not really, man. I mean, like we've said before, I just think the TakeOver shows are far and away some of the best shows I've seen in a while. Like, I haven't seen one of the TakeOvers that I can honestly say, like, well, that wasn't really that good. I think every one of them has exceeded expectations, in my opinion.
All right, this should be fun. Tony?
The only thing I didn't like was going 2-3. And the only thing I could really say I didn't like was, I mean, don't get me wrong. I love the way he commentates. I love the attention he gives to the match.
Mamma mia.
Mario Ronaldo needs to calm the fuck down. All the way down. Not necessarily the Mamma Mia thing, but
although there was a Mamma Mia chant out there.
There was a Mamma Mia chant. And I don't know who heard him say that, but the crowd went for it. The biggest thing that I don't like for Mario Ronaldo is the fact that he does this weird hip-hop thing.
Oh, yeah, the culture.
Yeah, he references hip-hops in the craziest way. And I remember one time I don't remember exactly what he said from TakeOver, but one time specifically I remember it was a match on SmackDown. Jimmy Uso was going to the top rope for a splash, and he said, "Nothing can stop him. He's going all the way up." I turned off the TV and knew exactly why I hated Mario Ronaldo.
Or he say, like Jay-Z and Beyonce, we're shining. Like, what?
Yeah, like, stop that, please, Mario. If you listen to this, please. Stop it.
Man, I enjoyed the show pretty much from beginning to end. I think the only thing that really stuck out to me was Tommaso Ciampa at the end. I felt like
Man, see, I didn't want to bring that up. I didn't want to bring up my discrepancies with, like, matches, like, little things I didn't like about matches because it's a little too much to get into.
Right.
So I just kind of left that alone, Kevin, but well, you can get into it.
I jumped into it, man.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. I thought Ciampa was going to interfere in the match, right? And this is just me speculating. What I think happened was that was probably the plan, but then they realized, oh, these guys are tearing the building now. Let them have their match, and then we'll do it afterwards.
But when was the last time anybody ever interfered in any matches at TakeOver?
True.
What does that have to do with the point he's making?
The point, I'm saying, like,
sorry
the
for
point.
The technical difficulties, ladies and gents, because you couldn't hear us.
I can't hear you. Talking to the mic, please.
They couldn't hear us. That was the problem.
Oh. Okay, y'all couldn't hear us on Facebook Live, so we're going to start the show over. my Instagram is Tony Thunder.
if you're looking for a car, go to SouthfieldQualityCars.com.
What's that code again?
19309.
So it's 1939?
No, no, no. It's 19.
No, that's going to piss off Randy. Don't do it.
Sorry about that, folks.
But, yeah, I just – and then, like, the –
Oh, no, wait. He got shirts for sale.
This is my old one.
Hey. Oh.
This is the
look
old
at that!
One.
Look
get,
at that Facebook.
Get the yeah.
new one.
Get the new shirt.
Do you guys see the new one?
No.
Is that the one with the new one? With
is
the chain?
So funny. So I'm like, my boy Justin Smith like always makes the funniest pictures, and he made one of me on my birthday, like with a. Like, you know how they got, like, those Saudis, those rich princes, how they wear
those. Oh, I saw that. You had the UFC belt at the jewelry store?
He made a chain with the UFC belt, and I'm holding it. And I really want a gold chain now. So
that's like, that shit was dope.
That's what I'm working towards. But if anyone's got a gold chain they can lend me that I can wear for my after my fight, so when we're partying, people see me wearing a nice gold chain. If it's got a UFC belt, even better. But that'll be awesome.
Yeah,
and
sure.
Buy a shirt, please.
So there is going to be a shirt for that.
Oh, yeah. I have them. I have like about 40 of them left. So I'll probably be selling them at the show or have someone sell them for me.
Dope.
Yeah, I might have to get one of those shirts.
Oh, gotta have merch.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and jump into the Rumble, and then we'll go ahead and start talking to Mr. Muneeb about his fight coming up on February 9th at Motor City Soundboard. How much are those tickets, sir?
$35 and $50 tickets left.
Okay.
And they're almost sold out, actually. So the whole event.
Go get yours.
Yes. But Royal Rumble, we can talk about the matches, but who really cares? Matches are basically just filler. Why was the WWE Championship the first match? Real quick. Why?
I don't know. Because
that didn't make sense.
I thought that was kind of dumb.
Who fought?
That was AJ Styles versus Kevin Owens.
Versus Cammy.
But
I feel like they're showing now that the WWE Championship, they don't care about it. They care more about the
Universal?
That one.
Yeah, that one. It's on Raw.
That doesn't make sense.
It don't make sense to me either, but that's what it seemed like, because it now.
Let's just go
like,
to the next subject.
I'm saying, like it's like they put it on SmackDown, they trying to take less.
I do feel like SmackDown is still the B brand. Even though I feel like they're...
I was about to say, I kind of almost like SmackDown a lot of times.
It's more enjoyable because it's shorter.
That's probably true.
Okay. I'm not going there.
No, let's
get... Well, okay.
Real quick.
You like Raw 1000, right?
Whose phone's not muted?
No, I'm talking about Raw 1000. I know what I said.
It was all
right,
yeah.
You liked it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Better than most SmackDown shows, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's 3 hours long. Okay, that's all I wanted to say. It don't matter how long the show is. It's what you do within that time.
The only thing I'll say with SmackDown is the one thing I have liked, and we've talked about this on the show on multiple occasions. I feel like not all the time because there's also ones that have been duds, but I feel like the storylines on SmackDown, in my opinion, I feel like have been a little bit better than Raw at sometimes, because I feel like sometimes the Raw storylines seem not to have – I don't know, not really to have as much to him. Like, I liked all the stuff with Kevin Owens and Shane leading up to that and all that stuff. Like, when they beat the shit out of Vince McMahon, I thought that was cool. Like, just that kind of stuff. I like stuff that's out of the box, I guess.
Well played.
They tend to take a little bit more risk.
And I guess that's why sometimes I lean more towards SmackDown sometimes. Okay. Although Raw is still always the flagship.
Of course. But I started off talking about the men's Rumble match.
Let's talk about that. Shout out to Eddie J. I don't know if y'all gonna believe this or not.
Wow, this guy.
Eddie J is one of a mutual friend amongst most of the people on the podcast, most of the hosts. Yep. And this guy, I swear, called
the guy's
like
a savant, man.
Man,
it's weird, man.
He called like 8 surprises or 8 like entrants in a row,
and it was the number too.
Crazy. Yeah, like I forgot what number it was, but he was like, the person who about to come out is a former European champion. I'm thinking like, who the hell is a former European champion that's gonna show up? Boom, Matt Hardy comes out, and I'm like, okay, whatever, you got lucky. Then he was like, Randy Orton about to come out. Boom, Randy Orton came out. He called John Cena. Boom, John Cena came out. The craziest one, I shit you not, he was the countdown was coming. It was like at 5, 4. He's like, this about to be Rey Mysterio. 3, 2, 1. Booyaka, booyaka. Rey Mysterio comes the fuck out. I lost my shit.
And then it was the one right after that. It was, I forgot who it was, but he called that one too.
Yeah, he called like a crazy 8 of them, and it was all spot on. I think he called the Hurricane too, if I'm not mistaken.
I think
he needs to be on the show.
Man, he...
Oh, we definitely gotta get Eddie J on the show.
Man, the way he called those entrants, I'd never seen no shit like that. Like,
you marked out a little bit, huh?
I was marking out, not like, the people that came out was like, the fact that he called it, I marked out more for the fact that he called them coming out than the person actually calling out.
Right. I gotta say, I mean, I was kind of surprised when it was the Hurricane. I thought that was kind
of
cool.
Yeah, of course. I'm a huge Hurricane fan.
Hurricane was not one that I really thought was gonna come back, but when he did, I was like, shit, that was kind
of
dope.
One of the last wrestling toys I ever purchased or had purchased for me when I had all my wrestling men, that's what I used to call them, wrestling men. I had them in a wrestling ring. I used to flip the ring upside down and put them all in there and flip them over and play with them until I was like 17. But anyway,
hey, dude, I did it too.
Don't laugh at me. I'm serious. I played with my wrestling men until I was 17.
I had
the Hurricane, and he jobbed out everybody. He jobbed out Austin, Vince. I had him whoop everybody ass. He had all the belts. Shout out to the Hurricane. Follow me on Twitter, man. Stop playing with me.
Is there beef between you and the Hurricane?
No, he just won't follow me. He used to talk to me back in the MySpace days, if that really was him. But I thought we was friends after that.
So, you know what this sounds like? You know what? Fuck it. Let's go ahead and talk about this, man.
Oh,
so, Kyle won the picks, right?
No, he didn't.
Fuck yeah, I did.
But
he definitely texted me like, I won.
You damn right I did.
I wouldn't doubt it.
You damn right.
But
you damn
Kyle,
right.
Basically, at the end, it was tied. We both had...
Oh, that was so awesome.
It came down to the tiebreaker. So the tiebreaker was who is going to be a surprise entrant to the Royal Rumble.
I got
to
see this. I got to look at this.
That was so awesome.
I got to read this.
The reason why Kyle won is because Trish Stratus was one of the surprise entrances into the...
If I could have videotaped his reaction about how pissed this dude got.
And look, I was...
Fuck Trish Stratus!
I was not mad because I lost. That wasn't the problem. I lost because of Trish Stratus. That pissed me off.
I know, and that was what made
him
so funny.
Tell him why.
Oh, yeah, so, pissed you off. Wait, where the camera at? I got to look at it.
Cut this promo right
quick. Okay. Let's go back. It was either 2000, 2001. Atlanta, Georgia. Six Flags. Me and my little sister were there with my other older sister. And when we get there, we see a sign that says, WWE superstar Trish Stratus signing autographs. I'm like, I got to go get an autograph for Trish Stratus, and I'm getting a hug. So I waited in line for an hour, and we got up there, Trish Stratus, like, hi, how are you? I'm like, hey. So I'm like, what's your name, Dev? All right, Trish, can I have a hug? And she told me no. From that moment forward,
she has that right. It's 2018.
I was about to say, in the climate that we're in right now, yes, you're right. She does have that right to turn me down.
But this is 2001, so she didn't have the right back then to turn down the hug.
The thoughts and views of Tony Thunder are not necessarily those of Podcast Detroit, Devin McKenzie.
You should see producer Randy's face.
But, yeah, because she didn't give me a hug, I hated Trish Stratus after that. And for her to cost me this bet,
I hate her again.
You're not supposed to ask. You're just supposed to hug her from
you
behind.
You gonna take this hug. Take that hug.
How old were you at the time? Because this might change the dynamic of
I was
17.
I was like 15 years old. But Maneev, I've been a very big black man my whole life. I can't just go hugging white women like that. It's not going to go well for me.
It was 2001, so the views and opinions expressed by Tony Thunder in 2001.
But shout out to you, Kyle, for winning, man. But hey, look, Trish,
Look, I gotta take.
Don't
on
take
a date
this the wrong way, Trish. If you're watching this, Trish Stratus, don't take this the wrong way. But fuck you, okay?
Tanner, I'm a good date, bro.
But we'd love to have you on the show,
Tony. I promise, I'm a good date.
Trish.
Hey, so Trish owes you a hug.
Yeah.
Do you want a hug or no?
And she owes him a water bet and a date.
Hey, I'm gonna tweet her and tell her that she owes you a hug.
Yeah. I want a hug. And I want my lunch.
Is it just me or does she look like the skinniest I've ever seen her in the race?
Yeah, she is. She is.
She did look a lot skinnier, but she did look good, though.
Another person who was, like, in really good shape that since the last time I've seen him in the WWE ring was Rey Mysterio.
Yeah.
Dude trimmed down a lot. He looked like WCW Rey.
Well, listen, guys, how do we know it's the same Rey Mysterio?
The tattoos, man.
The tattoos.
It gotta be the tattoos.
He's got too many
tattoos.
They could have
gotten some fake ones on him.
He could have.
Some licking mistakes.
It could have been Dominic.
Well, he got on.
That's the thing. You could have a Rey Mysterio for all time. Just put a mask on somebody with similar build.
Well, in Lucha culture, that's what they do.
He's the second Rey Mysterio.
They passed down the name, but he was Rey Mysterio Jr. But, you know, Vince McMahon doesn't like the name Jr. because of the stigma that he was called Jr. by all the other wrestlers. You know, they called Vince Jr.
So who won the Royal Rumble?
Don't
say John Cena because he always seems to win.
I don't like John Cena
because they make him seem like he's invincible.
He is.
No, man. Super Cena. Him and his jean shorts. Take them things off. And his headbands on his muscles. Yeah. You know how silly that looks?
His muscles the size of my head.
That's why he's got a headband on his muscles.
That's pretty bad when your arms are that damn big.
That guy's such a dork. That guy is such a dork. I'll do WWE just so I can spin hook kick him right across the face.
John Cena is a class act and a citizen that all children should model themselves to be.
He's the failed Mr. Olympia, like Conor McGregor said.
Ooh, wow. Shots
fired. I think John Cena beat Conor McGregor ass. Like, in size comparison,
no.
Yeah, Cena, like, probably like 100 pounds heavier than Conor. Oh, speaking of Conor McGregor, did y'all see Floyd Mayweather's most recent video he posted?
What did he say?
Getting in the cage.
He hopped in the octagon. Yeah. He knows how to make money.
Dude, that shit was on purpose, too, because Dana shared it right afterwards.
He needs to, like, promote and just give it a rest.
He's like, what, 42 now? 41?
480, but he's like a lizard.
Vampire.
I can see Floyd, like, aging well, man. All that money.
Yeah. Man. But to answer your question, Nakamura.
Shinsuke Nakamura. He did MMA.
Never heard of him.
He fought MMA before.
Did he? Yeah. Did he fight in Ryzen?
He fought in Japan.
Yeah, nice.
Shouted you out.
And if you watch him wrestle, like,
everyone's named Nakamura.
Nakamura.
Shout out.
Get off the subject just because I thought about it because you talked about
it. I'm glad John Cena lost, though.
Me too.
We made
Manu. Everybody hate John Cena. Let me love John Cena one time.
Whoa.
Whoa. Oh, well, I mean, we already said Kyle was taking me on a date and getting me wet, so we already passed all of that. We already know that it's 2018. We already know it's 2018, and, you know, it's all okay.
You know, you were talking about how you thought Rey looked good. You know, I had to say, from the Women's Royal Rumble, I was really surprised at how good Molly Holly looked, bro.
Yeah.
I hadn't seen her in a long time in anything.
Wait, let me just say this. Also, at the bar, for those of you who didn't come out, you missed it. There was a little kid there, probably about 8 or 9 years old. Boy. This little black kid was like shouting out the whole time. When Molly came out, he said, "That ass." And I heard him say it. I swear I heard him say that. And it, to me, it was the funniest thing of the night.
Savage.
Yeah.
He loved They're that making ass. Young savages, dude.
Yeah. All right. Also, somebody mentioned the hashtag Lita had on her shirt.
Time's up.
Yeah, that Justin Timberlake thing about women and, you know.
I didn't notice that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know what it said. I saw a hashtag, but I didn't see what it said.
Yeah, it said time's up on there. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
And, Shout out to Lita and Justin Timberlake for that.
Yeah, I didn't know Justin Timberlake started that, though.
That's his thing, yeah.
But real quick, let's give our quick thoughts on the Women's Rumble. Kev?
I thought it was entertaining, very entertaining. When I seen Molly Holly, I was like, okay, I want to see her do a merry-go-round. She did that.
She did do the merry-go-round.
I like that. So, and it was cool to see. It was funny to see Vic Guerrero back, though.
That was hilarious.
Excuse me! And she got in the ring with the microphone, so. But that was cool. So, and the outcome, I just seen that happen. I didn't know it was going to be Nikki Bella at the end, though, with her.
That was a little surprising when it was both the Bellas.
Right. I'll go next. I kind of feel like them, you know, having the Bella twins in there at the end kind of, it was anticlimactic because at that point you kind of knew it was going to be Oscar. So I felt like it should have had someone on the current roster.
Well, you got to say the same thing about the men, though, because out of the last three, when they start jumping Nakamura, it was like, come on. Like when they started jumping Oscar, it was like kind of like the same story being told towards the end there.
But here at the same time, like Roman Reigns was the last guy in there with Nakamura.
It was believable that Roman won, though.
But you knew
Bella. Roman wasn't going to win it.
I picked Nakamura, so I won.
When was the last time? Like 3 years ago?
Yeah, it was in Philly.
Yeah. That was like, what, 4 years ago?
It was three.
No.
2015.
Okay, so you counting this year, the year before that he didn't win, and the year before that he didn't win. Well, 3 years.
Okay, but regardless, it was in Philly, so I knew
they will probably never let Roman win another Royal Rumble. Because the first time when Batista won, all of y'all cried that Roman should have won. Then the next year they let him win, y'all cried about that. The year after that, y'all was crying that he bet not win, and Triple H won it.
That was the second time.
The year that Batista won, they wanted Daniel Bryan to win.
No, they wanted Roman to win. Bryan wasn't even in that Rumble.
They were pissed because Bryan wasn't in the Rumble.
They was pissed that Bryan wasn't in it, and they wanted Roman to win. The year after that, when Daniel Bryan came in, they cried that Roman won it.
Even The Rock couldn't save him.
Man, I'm not even about to go on this Roman rant right now because y'all know how I feel about that. Right.
But regardless, shout out to
Out to Roman Reigns and John Cena
and The Miz
and Hulk Hogan.
Shout out to Oscar for winning the Women's Royal Rumble.
Asuka.
Yeah. We'll talk more about what they're going to be doing down the line for WrestleMania. We got plenty of time to do Mania talk, but. You guys want to take a quick break and then talk to Mr. Muneeb about...
Let's talk to Mr. Champion Muneeb.
I'm sorry. Champion Muneeb about...
Champ is here.
February 9th?
Yep.
All right, let's do that. So we're going to take this quick break and then we're going to come back and talk some MMA with Muneeb.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I
got to
come in here.
That sounds right.
You guys didn't have the headphones on. They were playing that. And his name is John Cena.
That was fun.
I do what I can.
We're back, and we have the man of the hour, Muneeb El-Hami.
Champion Muneeb.
Well, see, here's the thing, man. You're making your pro debut, right?
Yep.
So you were an amateur champion?
Yep.
See, we're putting the amateur aside. He's making his pro debut.
He's still a champion.
Still a champion. Respect the champ.
Champion is a way of life. That's right.
It is.
But why don't you go ahead and talk about who you're going to be fighting on February 9th.
Yep. So I'm fighting Keaton Gatchmer February 9th.
Nice.
He's really not important.
Shots fired.
Boom.
He knows how
Pipe
I feel.
Bomb.
Yeah. It's a good fight for me. I'm surprised he asked to fight me, so that's always cool when people are willing to get into a cage with me. I wanted to fight in December because I felt like I pretty much did two training camps back-to-back, but also, like, with me, I'm always in the gym training hard. It's just a little less food and a little bit more cardio, and that's the way I get ready for this fight.
Tell them your Instagram one more time where they can see
you. Yeah, Muneeb_Salmani. Oh. Follow me on Instagram. I try to, like, share a lot of my training stuff and some other things that I like to do. But, yeah, this fight I think is going to go down pretty well for me. I feel like I'm the more athletic, more exciting, and more versatile explosive. Fight. Yeah, very explosive. I think I'm going to do some really explosive things in this fight. Probably knock him out with a spin hook kick.
What are we calling his own knockout?
Spin hook.
Called his shot.
All right, here's the thing. Left hook, spin hook kick, spinning back fist. Lead leg, kick to the head. Anything like that, it's going down.
Sweet, sweet, sweet.
What round are you giving him?
I don't know. Maybe one.
Ooh.
One just because.
I told you how you said you wanted to pick your shots.
Yeah, listen to this. I told him I could beat him walking out to the cage to fight somebody else.
I like that one.
I'm not trying to be too cocky or anything, but I just feel like I've been training very hard, and I don't see a lot of guys doing that, especially guys who are talented. Usually guys who are talented don't work hard, but I'm in the gym every single day with some of the best people in the world, and I can hold my own. So knowing that I can hold my own,
right.
gives me confidence.
Hey, why don't you go ahead and
I gotta find my camera.
Tony's trying to clown on me as always. This is gonna be
it's not as always. Come on.
Yes, it is, motherfucker. All
right.
But why don't you go ahead and shout out someone
I apparently fuck mothers. With
Tony the Tiger today, apparently shit.
Hey, the Detroit Tiger.
Go ahead and shout out some of the people at MTT been working with specifically for this fight and everybody there, man.
Yeah, so I work a lot with Darren, my coach, Kara, another one, my boxing coach, and Ali Hamka, too. I've been hitting pads with him a lot. And just there's a lot of guys that I work with. Cody Stamen, I work with him on a daily basis. Jesse Bazzi. Those are my guys, you know. Everyone pretty much at Michigan Top Team and Detroit Jiu-Jitsu. They're real high-level people, so I like training with them every single day. Really no better place to go in Michigan than for in terms of training partners at 125 or 135.
Kyle, you got anything for us?
You know, so I've been seeing all the banter between your opponent. Is that something you just like to do to get in everybody's head, or is there like legit beef with you two?
No, there's no beef with me. I really don't care for him like that. I don't feel like there's to make it bigger than it is. It's just something I like to do. I like to make jokes. You know, if you take it the wrong way and you want to be a sensitive little baby about it, that's on you. However you want to take it is how you take it. But I'm just gonna say things that are funny. Like if you look like somebody, I'm going to say it.
Oh, shit.
He looks like Ted Bundy. Oh. And so I said it, you know, like I just, these things come to me. Like
these things come to me.
I don't try, I don't try to like go anything like personal. Like I'm not the type of guy who's like call out this personal life or anything like that. I really don't care.
Right.
It's just something that I like to say. Sometimes it's funny. I'm not trying to like be insensitive to him and say all kinds of shit about him. Like that, it's just like I'm just predicting how I'm gonna beat him because I feel like I am gonna beat him. So,
okay,
it is what it is.
Confidence,
yeah.
So, are you the only Michigan Top Team guy fighting on a card so far?
No, actually, Mike Kowalski, amateur guy, is fighting.
I actually worked with his sister.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
yeah. Mike is a real entertaining fighter. He's always comes in shape, and he trains at a pro level, so he's gonna do well. And Derek Mandel's fighting Taylor Moore in the main event, actually.
Okay, cool,
they took
cool.
that on short notice.
That's it's a good fight, too.
Five-rounder for a title, so that's going to be fun to see.
Is Derek still the King of the Cage champ?
I don't think so. He fought Juan Archuleta.
Okay. Yeah, I knew he was for
but
a
I don't think
while.
He's with King of the Cage anymore. I don't know what's going on with that, but, yeah. Derek's fighting. I'm fighting. There's a couple other guys on the card. Brandon Noble's fighting, former teammate of mine. He's in the co-main event.
He seems to be fighting everywhere around here.
Yeah, he's an active guy. Chalbeck is fighting too.
Okay.
Yep.
Isn't it his show?
Yeah, it's pretty cool actually. He's fighting on the same show promoting. Wow. I wouldn't be able to do it, so all props to him. All props to
he's
him.
He's trying
for
to
doing
get
that
money.
That Mayweather money.
Hey, that's
wait, what's
smart.
What's the name of the promotion?
Dual Combat Sports.
Okay, cool, right. cool. Yeah, but you can go check them out and so you can get more information on the fight that's coming up.
Yeah, this is going to be fun. It's in my hometown, only about 15 minutes from where I live and where I grew up. So it's pretty cool that having that hometown support. I've been fighting out in Grand Rapids a lot,
yeah,
two, three hours.
Yeah.
And you guys are fighting at the Soundboard. I looked, I saw it when Josh was fighting there. Man, mm-hmm. It looks like a pretty dope-ass venue.
Yeah. That's what I'm hearing. I haven't been there.
Like so. The lights and stuff, it looks more like you're fighting in a nightclub than like a normal Ooh. Like fight scene almost.
Yeah, it's more like better production value.
Yeah, like they've got way more cool lights. It's kind of like it looks almost more like you're fighting in a nightclub as opposed to your regular like fight scene, you know?
All right. Any thoughts about having, because like you said, you were fighting in Grand Rapids your last few fights. And, mm-hmm. You know, it's a little bit of a trip for people.
Yeah.
So you're going to have basically the whole family there and is that do you think that's gonna
squad.
Make you a little bit nervous or anything, or are you just not even worried about it?
I feel like I got really good experience in the amateurs, and I got used to the fact that dealing with the pressure of people assuming that I'm gonna automatically win. You know, like when I fought Nick Noble, that was a stressful fight for me because everyone had a predetermined idea that I was gonna win, and if you lose a fight like that. That's like the end of the world because like you're going to be known as the guy who lost to this guy who doesn't deserve to be in the ring with you. So now going into this fight, when people assume the same thing, I feel like I've already experienced this. So I know how to deal with it, know how to, I train for every fighter just as hard as if this was a world champion, you know?
Right.
So I'm training hard every single day because at the end of the day, anything can happen in the cage. He's a man. I'm a man. And sometimes you throw a kick, you break your leg. You never know what can happen. So right. I'm going in there 100% ready for a war. Anything less is even better for me. I can probably do it again even sooner.
Okay. Tony, Kev, you got something for Muneeb?
So, my bad. So, so the fight, you be in the main event, right?
No, I'm third from last.
There's a microphone in front of me.
I believe I'm going to be like third from last towards the end. Yeah, somewhere near the end of the card.
Where? What is his fight styles compared to yours?
My opponent's fight styles?
Yeah.
I can't really like say he's, I don't know how to be complimentary of his fight style. He just seems to like be one of those guys who's.
Is he going to stand and bang decent. With you, or is he going to try to take it to the ground?
I really don't know. But I don't think he's going to want to stand with me because I'm a lot faster and I hit a lot harder.
Right.
But if he does try to stand with me, he's going to get beat up. If he tries to take me down, I'm going to stuff it. And if he does take me down, which I doubt it, I'm going to pop right back up and beat his ass again and again. Because I have cardio.
So you haven't been scouting him at all?
I mean, we fought on some same. I don't think we fought on the same shows, but I've been around. I've seen him fight before. I'm not really like too impressed by him. It's just how do I like to put this? Taking out the trash, doing my job.
So you don't know what necessarily styles he's coming with.
Yeah, he's not a dynamic fighter. I'm a dynamic fighter. I could switch it up on him. I could fight him like a Muay Thai guy. I could fight him like a karate guy. I could throw spin kicks. I can do all kinds of crazy things that will surprise him, right? But I don't see none of that coming from him. I don't see, like, the last guy I fought, Dakota, he had a little bit of a wild side. Like, he'd throw a spinning back fist every now and then. He'd throw some things I had to be more cautious of.
Right.
I'm not saying this guy can't throw a sloppy punch or something wild, but it's not something I haven't seen training with guys at Michigan Top Team. Like, my main training partners, Darren Cruikshank, Cody Stamen, they can hit me from anywhere. So I have to always be on my toes.
Right.
So I feel like going into this fight, I'll be sharp, I'll be moving, and it's not really what he's going to do, it's what I'm going to do. So that's what I think it is.
In case he's listening right now, what any message you go send to him? I mean, I know you didn't already said enough.
Right.
But what do you want him to hear more than anything?
I just hope he's healthy, and after the fight, I hope he's healthy too, because he's going to get beat up, and that's just about it. Like, I really don't know what else to say. I just don't think this was the right matchup for him. And him asking to fight me, I really want to prove that you shouldn't have asked for this type of fight.
What made you think that he asked for you specifically?
I was told that he asked to fight me, and I said, okay, this guy's silly. Like,
what makes you
coming off a bunch of losses in your amateur career, you want to call out a guy who's going pro. I'm going pro at the same time he's going pro. Granted, I'm riding some momentum. I had a great year last year.
Right.
Great experiences. And I feel like I'm ready for the pros. You're not ready, and you want to fight me. And I think, like, this is the way I feel like the last couple guys who have tried to fight me come off. They just want to try to steal my momentum, steal my hype, steal what I've worked hard for. I've worked hard to be where I'm at. I didn't just pop up and just reach the top for no reason. Whatever hype I've gotten, I've earned. I'm talented, but I work hard.
Right.
And so guys like this trying to steal that from me, they're not taking it from me. He's not taking it from me. He's not beating me. I'm going to beat the shit out of him. Like, it's not even going to be funny. Like, I'm going to smash this guy. And that's all that I got to say. He's
called it first round kick to the face.
I'm kicking him in the face, punching him in the face.
That combo that you hit on the heavy bag, I want to see that when that,
ooh,
that straight kick right, yeah, to the face.
Right to the face.
Punch.
He hits me, I'm hitting him hard.
If y'all didn't see, it's going to kick him in the dick.
Right, and if y'all didn't see that combo, y'all can go to his Instagram. What's the Instagram one more time where they can see this
Muneeb
combo?
_Soleimani.
It's probably like a week or two back. He hitting the heavy bag in his gym. That his speed and his power hitting that heavy bag is just enough to show you that Ted Bundy don't have a chance.
Nope, no chance.
So
wait, no chance.
Wait, go ahead, Kev.
So, was it anytime you was talking a bunch of shit to somebody? You just seen it. You see it got right to him.
Yeah, all the time. I think like people don't have thick enough skin to handle a little bit of talk. It's part of the game, though. Like I said, it's not like to be disrespectful towards people. It's just, you know, just express yourself, whoever you are as a person. If your thing isn't like to be the trash talker, then don't talk trash. I don't really see myself as necessarily a trash talker. There's certain people I respect who I won't disrespect. I still respect Keaton, and I respect anyone who wants to step into the cage and do their thing, but I don't think he's ready for this.
When it comes to fighting, who are some of your favorite trash talkers?
Comes to fighting, some of my favorite trash talkers, guys who keep it real. Khabib is doing a good job right now. He says everyone is bullshit. Conor McGregor is doing a good job. Yeah,
he cuts a hell of a promo.
Conor can do it. Those are the guys right now, I think.
I mean, even though he's throwback and lost more than he could,
don't
his
say
mouth
chill.
Back. His man, his shit talking is up there, bro. You gotta give it to
it's
him.
It's getting cringy though.
Well, Tony, yeah. You know he trained at the power plant.
Who?
Chael Sonnen.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah,
he
I don't
cuts,
know.
He
about,
cuts a hell of a promo.
I don't know. Chael used to be pretty good. Then now it's like
all that shit he talked to Bones Jones, and then Bones just beat the shit out
I'm
of that
I'm still a little
boy.
Salty because he just beat Rampage. That kind of pisses me off.
I didn't think he was gonna beat Rampage, and then he goes out and beats him.
Yeah, that fight kind of pisses
but
me off.
But loses to Tito.
Yeah,
doesn't make sense.
Yeah. Tito's another one that could talk some good shit.
Man. Oh hell no, he's cringeworthy too.
That's why
Tony Ferguson. I can't stand Tony Ferguson. He's terrible.
I like Corbin Williams.
Really?
He don't really talk that
Tony
much.
Tony Ferguson, I do not like Tony Ferguson. I don't even think he's that good of a fighter. He's good off his back.
Wow.
His stand-up is garbage. Like,
shots fired.
Damn.
Oh, my God. That dude cannot even keep his hands up. I don't know how these guys are just letting him. I think Conor beats his ass, but I think Khabib beats his ass really badly. Mark my words. Destroys him.
Dude. It you know, to steal something from the whole wrestling thing, I don't think anybody's ready for Khabib. As long as Khabib makes weight and comes in healthy, the way he beat the shit out of that dude in the last fight.
Edson Barboza, too.
Good. And Edson Barboza's a beast. And to just hold this dude's hand and make him sit there hostage while you just bolo punch this dude. Bitch, take these hands. Yeah. Take these hands.
That's awesome. Like, that's awesome, though. You can't stop it.
And I'm not hating at all. I was just like, damn, I have never seen somebody whoop Edson Barboza's ass like that. Like, he was beating the shit out of that dude.
He can. He can do even more, I think.
And that's, I agree, and that's what I'm saying. If he can stay healthy.
Yeah,
and then
he's going to be a problem for Ferguson.
And then he's talking about he wants to go down to 45, son of a bitch.
No, he's
wait, Khabib wants to go to 45?
I saw that his manager posted something saying that he's only going to do, like, two more fights and then retire. I don't like that.
I doubt that.
I don't like that.
I don't think. But wait, he was talking about going to 45.
Yeah, he was talking Khabib. Shit though. I think he was just talking shit.
Cause like he had trouble making 55.
Yeah, but they were saying now that he's got the same nutritionist that Cormier did, so he can make 205. So.
Man, they need to stop with this.
I think he should stay at 55. But I mean, if he goes down to 45, son of a bitch.
I want to go up to 35, and that's just because I don't like all this weight cutting.
I was about to ask you, like, how's the cut going, man?
Cut's going good. It's going good. It's not the greatest, but it's good. Like, I'll make weight easy.
Okay, cool.
But, I mean, it's never easy, but, I mean, we got to do what we got to do to step in that cage. That's the battle.
Well, real quick, I wanted to bring up someone who fought this past weekend who is from the Detroit-Windsor area, Miss Rhonda Marcos. Did you see her fight? At all?
I actually missed her fight by one fight.
Really?
I was busy at the gym training, and then I came home a little bit late. And she's a former teammate of mine. I haven't gotten a chance to go back and watch her fight yet.
Right.
But I think I will sometime. Once it's on Fight Pass, I'll try to watch it.
Okay, cool.
But, yeah, I'm happy for her. I hope she's doing well in her career, and I hope she keeps winning.
Talk to the people about who might not know who Rhonda Marcos is. Since you've trained with her, talk to the people about Rhonda and her a little bit of her backstory and what it's like training with her in the gym.
Rhonda was tenacious. She's a dog in there. She goes after people. Same way in the gym. She's tough. She never really cared who she was going with. She'd always go hard. So I like that when people go in there and don't give a fuck.
And
they can't give a fuck.
Was that?
You can't give a fuck.
Can't give no fucks.
No fucks.
Yeah, but didn't her family like come over to Canada from Iraq or something?
Yeah, I think so. I believe so.
Yeah.
But I didn't really know too much about her personal life.
Is that like a homegirl that fight with the hijab on?
No.
I've never seen that in my life. There's a girl who fights with the hijab on?
Yes.
I saw one video of the girl in school.
Oh, she gave him a hijab, a low jab, and a mid jab. She
awesome.
That nigga. Oh, boy. You guys
awesome.
See that video? Somebody trying to pull this girl hijab off, and she beat the shit out of that boy.
Wow.
the brakes was off his ass because she beat him off.
Man. But
phrasing?
Huh?
Phrasing?
What? She beat the brakes off his ass?
You just said she beat him off.
She probably did.
No. Being the bell.
Hey, you guys got any last she questions for our guests?
I was talking about the brakes, but she beat
them off. No, good. Good. All right. Well, Muneeb, we're going to give you last chance to look in that there camera, talk to your opponent, let
him
know
forget
what
he... him. Forget that motherfucker. I just want to thank all my friends and family who have been supporting me, my hometown Dearborn, all my friends from Detroit coming out to the fight, even my friends from Grand Rapids who are making the trip. I made a lot of friends on the west side of the state, and even friends from Monroe, all over the state, really. I've made a lot of friends, and I've gotten to know a lot of people over the last couple of years through MMA, through whatever I've done, and all these people that support me, I really appreciate that, and everyone coming out to a fight. But I just want to say, fuck those people. Every fight, there's like five or six people who will message me about getting tickets and don't come to the fight.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a lot of my old classmates from school. Fuck you guys. Yeah. You guys aren't loyal. Yeah. You hoes ain't loyal.
Me to it.
But, yeah.
I have a similar gripe.
I swear. It's like why are you bothering me? I'm cutting weight. You're messing with my emotions. Get the fuck out of here. But, yeah, all my friends and family who are supporting me, it's going to be an awesome night. I can't wait to enjoy it with everybody and get to celebrate.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be the after party.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be great.
We had a gold chain on.
We're going to have the gold chain. We're going to do some crazy things.
And where can they get your t-shirts again? Do they have to show up to the event, or can they get them online?
I have them with me at the crib. Just hit me up. I'll bring them to the event. I have someone there selling them, or you can come pick them up anytime. Yeah.
What's the largest size you have?
I might have an XL, maybe. I don't know.
Well, I 2X. Guess I won't be getting a shirt. All right.
You gotta tell me. I'll get you one custom made.
All right. Appreciate that.
I'll make a special order.
But tell everybody when the fight is, how much tickets are, and
run them through the muck again.
Yeah, yep. February 9th, Motor City Casino.
Yes, sir.
Tickets are $35 for general admission. I have some $50 tickets. If you want to be rich and get a $175 ticket, just hit me up. We'll get you one of those, too.
So, I will not be getting one of those.
Yep. You ain't rich.
I got the bread, but not for a local.
Not no.
He got a coupon for it,
too. The UFC. Let's just say this is UFC. Buy $175.
And go ahead, throw your social media out.
Shit, I didn't even pay that for that.
And your
spell sponsors. It out for him, too.
MUNIB_SALMANI. Hit me up. I like communicating with my friends.
All righty.
Word.
And go ahead, throw your sponsors out there too.
Oh, yeah. Endgame.
All 20 of them.
Endgame, Realtor Anthony Fawaz, Detroit MMA TV, Metro Cal. Did I say that? Maybe.
Yeah, you said that.
New Me Custom Tees and Knockdown Boxing.
You know you whooping ass.
And Michigan Top Team. Michigan Top Team. Detroit Jiu-Jitsu. Love you guys.
There it is.
Hey, shout out to McGuckin's as well. Be on the lookout. We got that coming soon. There will be posts up on the page, all that good stuff.
Come watch Raw with us.
Hell yeah. Yeah. And drink some beer. We could be like Stone Cold like the old days. But
Stone Cold didn't drink beer. He spilled it on his shirt.
Well, I'd like to think after he went through that many beers, eventually some of it
Some of it got in his mouth.
Yeah.
Stone Cold beat John Cena's ass, though.
Kev, why don't you go ahead and throw your social media out there and plug the page?
All right. Facebook is Kevin D. Russ.
Yes, sir.
Reality Era News. Tomorrow, the return of Wrestling Trivia Wednesday, hosted by Tony Thunder.
What?
I'm throwing you out there. Yes.
I'm hosting something I didn't know about.
Yes. On Instagram and Twitter is _ made in the 80s.
Two underscores.
Yes.
Yes, sir. Kyle, why don't you go throw your social media out there, man?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Detroit, NOKOUT. You can also make sure you look at the Knockouts and Three Counts podcast page on Facebook. Find us on Twitter and Instagram at KO3CPod.
Boom. Mr. Thunder.
Yo.
What you got up this weekend, man?
Man, I already said it, and I'm going to say it again. I should tag y'all just so y'all know I'm talking shit. Colt Daniels, yo ass getting beat. Jontae Keefe, I owe you an ass beating. Yo ass definitely getting beat. Marcus Everett, your ass getting beat in the ring and in chess. Shout out to Tony Thunder. That's me. You can see me on my Instagram, my Facebook. My Instagram, my Facebook, my Snapchat is all Tony Thunder. My Twitter is not Tony Thunder because I don't know who it is, but he ain't tweeted since 2012. The other motherfucking Tony Thunder with the underscore, that motherfucker ain't got no followers and he don't follow nobody. Kick his ass off. I'm the Tony Thunder on Twitter. You can follow me there. Rentawrestlingring.com. Your bar mitzvah, your birthday party, your wedding, your funeral, it don't matter. Rent a wrestling ring, and you get the ring, the wrestlers will come out for hot dogs and handshakes. What else I'm missing? Did I say I'm Tony Thunder?
Yes, you did.
Okay. That's it.
And just in case you didn't know, you's a motherfucker.
And apparently I fuck mothers.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you are...
The views and opinions.
If you're looking for a car, make sure you check out SouthfieldQualityCars.com. If you use the code 19309...
I won't do it, Randy.
Okay. When you go in, you can get $500 off of your purchase. Make sure you check out my podcast this Saturday on Free Podcast Day here at Podcast Detroit. It's going to be on at 4 p.m. We're going to be talking about the Black Panther preview in the movie. And also, February 9th through 11th. Well, February 9th, go see Maneev's fight.
Yeah.
The 10th and 11th.
And we will be in the building for that, too.
Word. Yes, sir. Come check out Astronomicon. Podcast Detroit is going to be there. There's going to be all kinds of shows there. We're going to be broadcasting live on the 10th and the 11th. So come check us out. And come check us out at McGuckin's as well on the 19th. Will be the first day that we do that. So thank you all for listening to the show. Follow all the social medias. Until next time, where we have the guys from Cage in the Cave.
Shout out to him too. But before I forget, I'm going to be on Cage in the Cave tomorrow night. They will be here with us next week. Be on the lookout for that. They're going to be here breaking down that fight February the 9th.
He took another selfie.
That he's got. And as well as, you know, just check your boy out on the show.
All right.
Shout out to Cage in the Cave.
Until next time, people. Thank you all for listening. And we will be back next week. Peace.
Deuces. Did you do peace with three fingers?